awake at dawn in the living room of my house in the Hollywood Hills, overlooking the Los Angeles basin that falls and stretches away toward the high-rising pillars of downtown. I haven't slept, still buzzing from the night's booze and illicit substances lingering in my bloodstream, staring at the view of the city beginning its early morning grumblings. Daylight unfolds and casts shadows within the elevation, as if God is slowly revealing his colors for the day from his paint box, the hues of brown and green of earth and foliage, offset by the bleached white of the protruding rocks that hold my home in place on the hillside. Standing at my window, I hear the sirens blaring in the distance. Someone wasn't so lucky, I think, as I tune into the rumble of the cars ferrying tired and impatient commuters on the 101 freeway that winds through the Cahuenga Pass, the sound of a world slowly getting back in motion. The constant moan of the freeway echoes that of my tired and played-out soul. Just the night before, after almost 2 years of work, we put the aptly titled album Charmed Life to bed. I'm feeling some pressure, home early from the DeRigger studio party. I say that as if we threw one party to celebrate the completion of the album, but the truth is that the party went on for 2 years. 2 years of never-ending booze, broads and bikes, plus a steady diet of pot, cocaine, ecstasy, smack, opium, quaaludes and reds. I passed out in so many clubs and woke up in hospitals so many times. There were incidents of returning to consciousness to find I was lying on my back, looking at some uniformly drab, grey hospital ceiling, cursing myself and thinking that I was next in line to die outside an LA nightclub or on some cold stone floor surrounded by strangers and paparazzi. I've been taking GHB, a steroid, to help relieve the symptoms of the fatigue that has been plaguing me and preventing me from working out and keeping my body in some semblance of good shape. If you take too much GHB, which I'm prone to do, it's like putting yourself in a temporary coma for 3 hours. To observers, it appears as if you're gone from this world. When we began recording in 1988, we promised each other we'd be cool and focused and not wholly indulge in drugs and debauchery. But as we stretched into months, Fridays often finished early with drop time, the moment we all took ecstasy. And then Friday soon became Thursday and so on until all rules were taboo. We somehow managed to make music through the constant haze. It seemed like every few days I was recovering from yet another wild binge, and it took 3 days to feel normal again. The album proved to be slow going, and the only way to feel any kind of relief from the pressure was to get blotto, avoid all human feelings, and reach back into the darkness once again. Somewhere in that darkness, I told myself, there was a secret of the universe or some hidden creative message to be found. We'd invite girls to come to the studio to listen to the music. Mixing business with pleasure seemed the best way to see if the new songs worked. We'd be snorting lines of cocaine and then the girls would start dancing. Before long, they'd end up having sex with one or more of us on the studio floor. Once the party was in full swing, we walked around naked, but for our biker boots and scarves. Boots and scarves became the running theme. The girls loved it and got in on the act. It helped that we recruited them at the local strip bars. They felt comfortable naked. We had full-on orgies in those studios we inhabited for months. It was like a glorified sex club. We were all about instant gratification, lords of the fix. I'd like to think this was all in the name of song searching. The sex and drugs amped up the music, the songs arriving in the midst of chaos, cigarettes stubbed out into plates of food, the bathroom floor covered with vomit, sweaty sex going on all over the studio as we tried out our guitar riffs and mixes. The sound of our mixes, turned up loud, drowned out the background noise of sucking and fucking. Songs must be written.